With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is calling on Israel to hold new elections.
The Senate's top Democrat says he believes Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has, quote, lost his way in the Israeli bombardment of Gaza and a growing humanitarian crisis. Schumer, the first Jewish majority leader in the U.S. Senate, says the Prime Minister has put himself in a coalition of what he calls far-right extremists. Supporters of Netanyahu say Israel has been forced to fight Hamas in Gaza, and that the terrorist group is to blame for the civilian deaths by using the population as human shields. Bob Agner reporting.
A representative of the community in Nigeria from where close to 300 school children were kidnapped last week has said it will be impossible for a ransom to be raised because the families are extremely poor.
Jibrin Kwadabe from Kuriga in Kaduna State says many of the families can't even afford three meals a day, so raising the ransom of hundreds of thousands of dollars is out of the question. He said the Nigerian students, aged between 7 and 12, were forced to march for vast distances through the bush and were extremely weak without food and water. Mr. Kwadabe told the BBC that the gunman had told him during the phone call that they'd seized the children because military aircraft had been attacking, killing them and their cattle. The community leader said the parents of the missing children were in a desperate state, so traumatized they're unable to sleep or eat.
The BBC's Will Ross. A federal judge appeared reluctant to dismiss the classified documents prosecution of Donald Trump after his lawyers argued for hours the case trampled on the former president's rights. As Trump looked on in the courtroom Thursday, his attorneys pressed Judge Eileen Cannon to throw out the case. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 137 points, the NASDAQ dropped 49. This is SRN News. A judge upheld a Kansas law preventing residents from changing the biological sex on their driver's licenses.
The judge ruled that Kansas isn't violating the rights of transgender people under the state constitution by refusing to change their driver's licenses to reflect their gender identities. The Kansas law doesn't mention driver's licenses or birth certificates, but it says a person's sex is, quote, either male or female based on their biological reproductive system identified at birth. And the judge ruled there are no exceptions. Jeremy House, SRN News.
The director of the Chosen TV series says the free streaming of season 4 is being delayed because of legal issues. In a 16-minute Facebook video, Dallas Jenkins said the delay is disappointing, but the goal is to resolve the matter and make sure the series about the life of Jesus remains free for viewers. Churches and prisons will be able to hold promotional screenings. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks slipped away from their records following a mixed batch of economic reports. The S&P 500 fell 0.3% after giving up an earlier modest gain. Treasury yields rose following the latest in a string of data showing inflation worse than expected. That kept the door closed on earlier hopes that the Federal Reserve could begin cutting interest rates this month. But traders still expect cuts to start in June, and other reports on Thursday showed some softening in pressure on inflation. The Dow was down 137 points to close at 38,905. The Nasdaq lost 49 points to 16,128. The S&P 500 dropped 14 to 5150. New York oil rose $1.54 to $81.26 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com.